We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We're here back at the Fantasy Wire, six of my favorite plays for week five on FanDuel and DraftKings, including my favorite game I'm going to be attacking. What low-priced tight end I think has huge upside here, a wide receiver that's been burning people that we're going to go back to, and a couple running backs I think are in tremendous spots. Ownership shouldn't be too bad. Who are we talking about? Belly up to the Fantasy Bar and find out. Welcome in, guys. Week 5 edition, Beers Daily Fantasy 6-Pack. Good to be back here once again in the friendly confines of the Fantasy Bar, talking DraftKings and FanDuel. Thank you, as always, for stopping by here, guys. Now, before we get into the plays, we're going to take a quick look back at week 4. We're going to continue to add these recaps in on every video to see how we did the previous week. And last week, it was all right. You know, not our best week, not our worst week. Had a couple hits. The Miami connection was good to us. Obviously, Dalvin Cook in that B spot as a pivot off of some of the chalkier running backs. But big disappointments with Daryl Henderson and Brandon Cooks giving us the bagel last week in a good matchup. Hockenson found the end zone. He was all right. All in all, an okay week, but we aim to do better here. So let's do that before we get into this week. Guys, do me a favor. Click that thumbs up button on YouTube. Really helps us out. Means a lot to me. I greatly appreciate it. Also, make sure you subscribe to the channel. Get notified when these videos are coming out right to your inbox. All right, let's talk some week 5. Let's talk FanDuel and DraftKings. Let's start at the wide receiver position this week with DJ Moore of the Panthers. So DJ Moore, a guy that's burned a lot of you out there. I realize that. A guy that's been heavily owned each and every week while Robbie Anderson continues to put up stats. But I think there's room for both of these guys to do some damage here this week against Atlanta. The thing is with DJ Moore this week, the ownership doesn't look like it's going to be from previous weeks. And we've seen him get 25% ownership in a lot of these big tournaments, upwards of 30%. I think people are finally frustrated with DJ Moore. Now's the time I want to jump on board here when he's going to be around 10% owned in this matchup. We talked about Atlanta, bottom 10 in fantasy points allowed, two wide receivers, massive total in this game. It's going to be a game a lot of people attack, no doubt. But when people bailing on DJ Moore, now's the time you're going to get heavier ownership on Robbie Anderson. You're going to see a very highly owned Mike Davis. This gives us a pivot off of some of that ownership, leverage off of some of that ownership, and still give us access to one of the higher total games on the slate. DJ Moore, the yards have been there. The touchdowns are coming. Let's get him in those lineups here in week 5. All right, moving on. Next pick for us. Let's go to running back. We're going to go with the stud high range guys. We're going to go with James Conner of the Steelers. So a lot of chalk developing at this position. As of this recording, looks like guys like Zeke, Mike Davis, like we mentioned, going to be very, very highly owning, and they're in great spots, no doubt. Not all chalk is bad, but we can pivot off of some of that, find that leverage. I think James Conner, one of those guys. So let's check the boxes here. Let's take a look at James Conner. First of all, home favorites, which is where we like our running backs. About a 7-point home favorite here against Philadelphia. Very advantageous. Think about it. Teams playing with the lead. Running back's going to get more work, and we know the Steelers love to use a workhorse running back, and they have done that with James Conner. Been productive here over the last couple games. We had that hiccup in week 1, the injury, but since then, the last two games, guy's averaging over 25 DraftKings points a game. So we're talking about an easy 3 to 4X return on this salary. That's tournament winning stuff right there. That's a cash game lock right there at these price points. And the Philadelphia defense, not been great. Middle of the road against running backs. Those numbers look all right, but they're giving up a lot of points, 20 or more points scored in every single game against this defense. So add it all up. I think the receiver is going to be popular here in this game. I want to go with the running attack here and roll with James Conner this week under 7K on DraftKings against the Philadelphia Eagles. All right, let's go to the tight end position. Another spot. I think you're going to see a lot of popular plays like Evan Engram. Let's go to the other side of that game and roll with Cowboys tight end Dalton Schultz. So Schultz, kind of the forgotten man here. We got Amari Cooper. We got CeeDee Lamb. You have Zeke catching balls. We have Michael Gallup appearing here and there. And we all thought it was going to be Blake Jarwin putting big numbers up for this offense. But Dalton Schultz has stepped in and really hasn't skipped a beat here. Let's take a look at some of his numbers. Averaging 8 targets per game. And we're talking about 8 targets from a tight end at these prices. 4,800 on DraftKings, just 5,300 on FanDuel. Ownership looks like it's going to be very minimal. We know this is a game people are going to stack every which way with Dak, the receivers, Zeke, Daniel Jones, all these guys on the other side. Well, Dalton Schultz, kind of similar to DJ Moore, going to be the guy that really nobody uses. I mean, he's going to have some ownership for sure, but I think he'll be under 10% ownership, and it gives you access not only to this game, but to this Dallas Cowboys offense that continues to put up a ton of points, and they've always heavily utilized a tight end, and we've seen that. Schultz been getting a ton of use in this offense. Not only that, but the Giants. We know the defense, not very good, especially against the pass. 24th in DVOA this season are the Giants against the pass. So we know this game will be a shootout. We know it'll be heavily owned, but I think Dalton Schultz will fall through the cracks here. I think he's cash game playable, but love the upside here in tournaments against the New York Giants. All right, back to the running back position. Our next play for us, James Robinson of the Jaguars. Now, kind of counterintuitive here. We talked about being a home favorite, a good spot for a running back, but we also want volume with our running back, and that's certainly what we've gotten out of James Robinson. We're talking about a guy averaging almost 20 touches per game and over 23 DraftKings points a game over the last three. The matchup couldn't be any better here. Week in, week out, we've seen running backs trample this Houston Texans team. Last week, Dalvin Cook did it for us in that Beast of the Week spot. But we've had guys like Clyde Edwards-Helaire go nuts against this team. And I think James Robinson going to be the next guy to tear this defense up. As you would guess, you're bad in DVOA. That means you're bad in giving up fantasy points. Third most fantasy points allowed to the running back position. So Robinson getting a ton of work here. Price is still fair, under 7K. Touches the ball on the ground, through the air. This game could shoot out. I love this game. But the main guy I like here from the Jacksonville side, definitely James Robinson here in a great matchup with the Houston Texans. All right, let's go to the other side of that game. You guys are not going to like this, but we are going to try it again. We're going to go back to the well here on wide receiver Brandon Cooks. Now, I know you're turning off the video right now. You're saying, what in the hell are we doing here? Just hear me out here. And it's, you don't have to play Brandon Cooks, guys. And that's the beauty of this video. These are guys that I'm going to play. These are guys going to be in my lineup, guys that I'm suggesting. You don't have to go there, but definitely disappointed us last week. Was in a great spot against Minnesota. Kind of like when you go grab that beer and it's skunked, you pour it down the drain, you move on. What do? You grab the next beer, and it may be the same one that you tried before, and it may be even better, maybe a little bit fresher. And I think that's what we get here out of Brandon Cooks. Plus, we're getting that beer, aka Brandon Cooks, at an even cheaper price tag this week at just 4,100. So let's take a look at some of the numbers and why I'm going back to Brandon Cooks. Led all Houston receivers, and we saw Kenny Stills have a decent game. Will Fuller have a big game. Randall Cobb's there. I know it's a wide receiver room filled with a lot of guys here, but this guy led them in both snaps and routes run in week 3. The Vikings seem to go out of their way to take him out of the game and succeeded. We've seen some games out of this guy where he's had some big games, and the main thing here is ownership. You know, at 4,500 last week, he stuck out to a lot of people, including myself. We talked about him in the video, but you're going to go from that 25-30% ownership to under 10%, maybe even 5% here. This is one of those plays in tournaments. You don't have to go there in cash games, although he is cheap enough on DraftKings to take a shot here against this terrible Jags defense. But these are the kind of plays. Don't hold it against them. Don't hold it against me. I feel bad you got a zero. I got a ton of zeros across my lineup. The point is, I'm going right back to this play here. Better setup here than last week against Minnesota. Way less ownership, a cheaper price. Enough said. We're going back to the well here on Brandon Cooks. All right, it's time to take a look at my favorite play here for week five. But before we do that, guys, we're going to run it back. We're going to continue to say thank you to all the Loyal Bar patrons with our Beast of the Week contest. Absolutely free to play. All you got to do, get in the comment section below the video. Let me know fantasy points on FanDuel this week for my favorite play. Closest guests will win themselves a free week of Roto Grinders Premium. Or if you're already a loyal subscriber, hey, we'll send you a free Roto Grinders t-shirt. All right, let's wrap up week five. Let's take a look at my favorite play. You know, Mass, the Beast of the Week. All right, this time we haven't given you a quarterback yet. We just talked about Brandon Cooks. We talked about the Jacksonville side of things. I'm rolling with Deshaun Watson of the Texans, this week's Beast of the Week. Now, the Texans, the big story here. We'll start with the narrative. Bill O'Brien, coach and GM, finally let go. About 4 years too late here on the move. Romeo Crennel steps in as the interim head coach. We know he hasn't had a lot of success either, but the point is, I think this team is finally going to be unshackled, unleashed, and free from the Bill O'Brien era. So now that we've got the narrative out of the way, let's talk about the numbers here with Deshaun Watson. Last week was highly, highly owned at the quarterback position, which we know is never going to get above 20%. But a lot of people had high hopes for him against that Minnesota team. And I put disappointed in quotes. This guy still gave you almost 24 DraftKings points. You know you're damn good when 24 is a disappointment. Well, now guess what? He gets the absolute best matchup that you could ask for through the air. Jacksonville, dead last in the NFL in DVOA against the pass. So pair him up with Cooks, pair him up with Fuller, pair him up with both of them. Run it back with a lot of options on the Jaguar side. We gave you Robinson, also like Chark, Chenault. A lot of ways that you can stack this game, and I'm certainly going to be doing that with Deshaun Watson. Cash game play, tournament play, going to be a big part of my builds here in week five, making him easily my favorite play in this week's Beast of the Week. All right, guys, that wraps up for week five in the Fantasy Bar. Any comments, questions, feedback, as always, guys, hit that comment section. Don't forget, guess on fantasy points for Deshaun Watson on FanDuel for that shot at a free week of RG Premium or that free RotoGrinder t-shirt. Can also head over to Twitter and follow me at BeerMakersFan. Guys, don't forget, hit that thumbs up button. Let's see if we can get to 1,000 thumbs up this week. I'm challenging you guys. I appreciate the support. I appreciate you guys watching the comments. Love talking football with you guys. Best of luck this week, guys, for RotoGrinders.com. I am Beer saying salut. Go get them. Crush it, guys. We'll see you next week.
Hey, thanks for checking out our videos. If you want more expert advice on DraftKings, FanDuel, or any other daily fantasy sports, make sure you check out the current videos playlist.